Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever read a blog? Yes. Would you like to learn how to write your own blog? Have you ever wanted to know how to do it? Can you imagine being a big-time blogger? Tell me, do you know what benefits you can get from blogging? Have you ever heard about a book called The Blogger's Blueprint? Or have you ever heard someone say, it's my business? Now would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest. She's been on this show before, and she is a fabulous success coach. She's provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have during our show. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we have over 270,000 amazing listeners today. Now let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. Her philosophy in life is that your net worth is a direct reflection of your network. She is a success coach, a successful entrepreneur, a successful radio personality, and a successful author. She is the owner and founder of Dependable Internet Solutions and Knowledge, a virtual office management company that helps businesses save 50 to 70% off their bottom line by outsourcing non-core business functions. She's published two books, To Walk with Grace is to Run with God, and an e-book, Where to Find Tons of Hot Leads. She is a graduate of Franklin University with a master's degree in business administration. And she is also a radio personality here on Blog Talk Radio. Her show is called It's My Business Radio, where everything is my business. My guest is a strong believer in paying it forward, tools and strategies, knowledge and resources for anyone looking to improve on their business and their personal development. I am so pleased to have back on the show today Elle Renee Hobart. Hi, Renee. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm just getting over the flu bug, so bear with me today.
Okay, we will. You know, it's going around. Everyone's got it, and it always happens right before the holidays. As a matter of fact, I'm due to get a flu shot this afternoon. It's on my schedule of things I need to do.
I didn't get sick till I got one, so believe it or not.
Oh, you did get one already?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And
oh, boy.
So it probably
could have been a lot worse.
yeah, you're right about that.
Let's talk about the blogger's blueprint. This is a fascinating subject. And now this is in book form now?
Yes, it is. We're still in the process of negotiating to get it on Amazon, but it is, I do have it available if anyone is interested in buying it. I've self-published it in the meantime. It is available for purchase. It's $9.99, and I have it on my website, so you're more than welcome to just email me or anything if anyone would like a copy of it.
Oh, I'm sure they will. And we'll give that information in the middle portion of our show. We'll give you a website and all of that information. $9.99, that's the secret number at Amazon, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yes, it is.
Most of my listeners, they don't know the story behind that. If you publish your ebook and charge $9.99, an author will get 70% of the profits. If you charge $10, then it changes to the author only getting something like 20%.
Yeah, it's a huge difference even with just pennies. It's pretty disparaging. Yeah, if you stick with that price, you're good to go.
Yeah, and that's why when you go to Amazon, most of the e-books you will find will be $9.99 because, let's face it, most of these authors want to make a little money on this.
Absolutely. There's a big difference from 20 to 70%.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Now, when we get your book and we start reading it, what will we find in the first chapter?
The first chapter is the anatomy of a profitable blog. The first step is describing the theme of your blog and how to decide what is the right blog for you. That's pretty much the first chapter. And then after that, the second chapter is going to be quick and easy optimization, search engine optimization, how to get your blog recognized in the search engines. And then after that is a little section there called template customization. And it's how to customize your template if you're using some things like WordPress or another free blogging site as well. And then how to extend your blog functionality. And then after that, it's turbocharged profit study. And that is the gist of the book.
Turbocharged profit study. Okay. And then before that, it was how to extend.
It's how to extend your blog's functionality.
Functionality, okay. Okay, let's start with chapter one. And I'm reading it, and I'm thinking about doing a blog. As a matter of fact, I do blog. I blog at eBlogger, and basically all I do is I post my each week I send out an e-zine, and I post that at eBlogger. So I haven't gone to the next level. I haven't really started writing daily. Do you feel that people need to write daily in their blog?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You write as you need to. The thing is relevant content. The frequency doesn't necessarily matter so much. Any good and profitable blogger will tell you that it's not about writing every day. It's just making sure that when you do write, that is, you get the most maximum exposure for that particular article. So you're writing, like I said, relevant content that people are seeking, and then you make sure that you got the most search engine optimization out of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very difficult thing to do when you're starting out. This is why your blogger's blueprint, I think, is going to be a bestseller because so many people want to do blogging, but they're tentative and they don't know what to do or how to do it. You know, right now, Renee, we're going to hear a word about your host, and when we come back, we'll talk about how to discover the right theme for your blogger's blueprint. We'll be right back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with Renee Holbert, and she is the host of It's My Business Radio. And Renee, could you share your website information and tell our listeners how they can get your book and how they can follow your radio show?
Sure. It is My Business Radio Show. It's on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. And it is on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/DiskInc. And again, that's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. My website, it's buildyourbusiness.co.nr. That's my e-store where I do have my books listed on there, as well as several different Build Your Business products. Exclusive products owned by Dependable Internet Solutions and Knowledge, which is my company. And there are products that are designed to help you build your business. There's a startup kit for internet marketing. There's a whole 30 video kit that you can get on how to use WordPress, Pinterest. So there's several different products to choose from. Every product on there is under $18. As well as a couple of my ebooks are on there as well. So feel free to visit that website. Again, it's buildyourbusiness.co.nr. And my virtual assistant company, Dependable Internet Solutions and Knowledge, can be found at BISKINC.co.nr.
Okay, and I think I don't have the right information on our show page, so I need to have you email that to me, and
okay.
We will change the show page, because I had diskinc.wordpress.com.
That's my blog.
That's your blog. Okay, that's what I have on there.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, if people want to read my blog there, then you can leave that on there. They can go there as well, but they can see that from all the other websites as well.
Okay, because it's good to read someone's blog to see what
sure.
they're doing and how they're doing so that you get a really good example. Now, when you talk about establishing your theme, give us a hint. How, I mean, like my theme is
sure.
My radio show.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a perfect. I mean, you have a first step to identify the theme of your blog so that you can find a relevant domain name that will work well with your market and integrate your primary keywords into your domain name. So the first thing you'll want to do is to find a relevant domain name. You can use, I use services such as nametumblr.com, nameboy.com, or another one that's really good is instantdomainsearch.com. And what it will do will show you an availability of the of domain names as you enter them in. And one thing I want to tell people, regardless of the domain name, to make it memorable, make it easy to spell, and it can be used to build your brand or your future network. So you want to make sure that you're picking something that is easy to find, it's relevant, and it's applicable. For sure.
Now, is it more important to be clever, or is it more important to be informative so that people, when they see it, will know what it's about?
No, it's important that it's relevant. so that people know that if they're looking for a blog about cheeses, you want something about cheeses in that title. You don't want your blog to be called Flowers R Us. Does that make sense?
Right.
That's really relevant to what it is that you are, what your message is, or what you're trying to, what message you're trying to convey.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to make sure that you're being relevant, and catchy is not always, it's not always the best thing.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're just sticking with relevancy.
Okay. So much for being clever. But, it's interesting. I've noticed when we post our show titles here at Blog Talk, it's interesting how you have to do both. you have to be clever, and you have to come up with something that they've never seen before, and yet it still has to tell people what your show is about. So it's quite a challenge to do that. Now then, once you get your theme, and I know this will take a little while for people to get the right one, then you go to quick and easy optimization. Now, what would that step involve?
If you use WordPress, there's the option of tagging your posts. And when you tag them, you'll want to pick keywords that are that show up easily in search engine results, which would be your main point. So you want to pick your main point. So that if someone were looking for something, let's stick with the peaches thing. If you're writing an article about peaches, then you don't want to use peach all, for all the tags. But you'll want to look for different words in the article that would stand out to someone who is Googling something that wanted to know about more about peaches. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. And, I'm just looking at our show information here. We tagged at Blog Talk. And, I'm just looking to see what the tags show up here. And guess what? I don't see them. Oh, here they go. The tags are bloggers, blueprint, internet, web presence, market yourself.
See? And those are perfect. So if somebody were looking for those particular topics, then you would show up in the top of the search, so that particular search engine ranking. So, definitely, it's definitely about, relevancy. There are many ways to make your blog more popular if you want to come to that. The first thing before you even do all of that search engine optimization is you have to figure out who your audience is and who you're writing for. So you should always write about something that interests you and that interests others. And then, one of the things that I do in particular is you don't have to be a grammar nut or a grammar fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that if you put coherent sentences together, you don't have to be a highly skilled writer. It just doesn't have to be that way. Most people think that you do have to be some kind of published author or some kind of skilled writer. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't let that scare you away from blogging at all.
I think that's like with all writing. You have to write with passion and so that people are – and I always tell people who are starting a writing career, try to write like you speak.
Absolutely, yes.
Try to tell a story, and people will just love listening if you relax with it and just let it flow.
Yes, absolutely. And whether you blog on a blogging network or if you have an independently hosted blog, you need to make sure your blog is designed well. It's true that content is the king, and if your blog has great content and it received lots of traffic, even though it looks ugly, but having a well-designed blog that is not ugly or annoying will help drive repeat traffic, and that's the key. So you want your blog to look a little unique, but not too unique. There's people with internet formalities such as blue links, use large fonts for headings, those kind of things. Those are definitely something to keep in mind.
Okay. And, if you're working on this, are there people that you can go to who can give you design tips, or are those tips in your book?
There, you can go to other people for design tips. I don't really give a lot of design tips in my book. It's more about the content, not necessarily. I just touch on it generally about the look of it. But there's, I mean, if you Google design, blog design, there's lots of articles about that on the web. So it's there's a plethora of information about that.
So you can get your resources that way. And, you know, it's not like you have to reinvent the wheel because so many people have done this. And it's good to follow their we'll talk about when we come back the template customization, and we'll be right back with Renee Holbert. Well, I hope we're going to be right back. I was playing the commercial.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with L. Renee Holbert, and she is the host of It's My Business here at Blog Talk Radio, and her show is on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, Renee, let's go on to the template customization.
The template customization can be found in plugins. There are lots of plugins if you're using WordPress. In order to get the plugins to work, you just simply download them from the developer's website and upload them into your WordPress content/plugins folder in the same way that you uploaded your theme. One of the useful plugins that I found is available at www.codebanter.com. It's a site that features a free WordPress plugin that will instantly add an autoresponder opt-in box to your blog. Plugins—they're exceptionally useful, especially when you're optimizing your website for the search engine, which goes back again to the easy search engine ranking. So, in any particular order, and I'm going to read them right from my book, there's an all-in-one SEO pack, which is Search Engine Optimization Pack. This plugin ensures that your blog is well optimized for the title, the meta tag description, and meta keywords. And it can be found at wordpress.org/extend/plugins. And again, these are all listed in my book. There's a Google XML sitemap, and this can be found, again, at extend/plugins for WordPress. If you go to wordpress.org and type in plugins, you can find all of these as well. There's also a whole new gamut of plugins that can make the website functionality a lot more better for your audience and for you as well. So that's one thing. And then as far as the themes are concerned, there's a couple ways that you can optimize your themes, and the template customization is one of them. And there are hundreds of free templates and themes to choose from. You can download them from various directories online. My favorite one to download them from is it's called blogoblog.com. BLOGOHBLOG.com. There are tons of them, but that's my favorite. So definitely check them. It takes a little bit of time to go through the different themes that are available before you make your selection. But definitely check out blogoblog, and they're very impressive and easy to work with.
All right. I want to share with my listeners that you have an e-book, and it's called Where to Find Tons of Hot Leads. And that e-book is a resource that anyone who is going into business or working on the internet, the virtual market, you need to go and get that e-book from Renee's site. It's a lots of great information. When you talk about turbocharge, I love that word.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do we do that?
When it comes to making money, you know, with online blogs, there's many different opportunities available. Just like any other regular website, your blog can integrate Google AdSense or other advertising networks such as AdBright, or you can implement CPA, which is cost per advertising, and you can go to cpalead.com. But, you know, those are just the beginning of things. You know, it doesn't necessarily stop there. You know, as a blogger, you can make money by promoting affiliate products on your website, by growing a list that you can promote your own products as well. You know, how much money you make, it ultimately depends on how much traffic you're able to generate to your website. Of course, the more traffic, the more lucrative your blog will be. You can also have sponsors. I've been blogging for 5 years, and I always recommend to new bloggers that they focus on growing their traffic before they even try to monetize their blog. So that's definitely what you want to have to trust before you even try to attempt to get to monetize your blog.
You need to build
a reputation with your market. Yeah, you need to build a reputation first.
What kind of money could a blogger make with a sponsor?
A sponsor could get anywhere up to $2,000 or $3,000 per blog article. It just depends on the length of the article, who the sponsor is, and what it is that you're sponsoring. So, you know, there's many different variables involved, and I'll explain. I do explain that a little bit more in detail in my book, but you know, it just depends on what it is that you are trying to accomplish with the sponsorship. So, you know, also there are articles available out there for free about sponsorship on your blog. You can also look at those as well. I do go in depth in my book as well about that. So,
this has been a wonderful interview, and you have been so informative, and you're so inspiring. And I look forward to having you back with us again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, January.
Okay. We hope that our listeners have enjoyed our show today. And be sure to catch all of our interviews with our amazing guest at Constant Streaming at Blog Talk Radio 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of the week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze you and astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. If you've enjoyed our show, please click the Follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering at blogtalkradio.com. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra. If you think it, then you can do it. And now for the chocolate comment of the day. There's no such thing as Chocoholics Anonymous because guess what? No one wants to quit. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, L. Renee Hulbert. This is January Jones thanking you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
I know they don't look like they're